He called it His Joy by Casey Ladd. Jesus' life with you is full of joy, not always because we feel happy or things feel good, but because we have you, because your Holy Spirit is living in us. I pray for the mom who is here today with me, listening to your word. I pray that you would just infuse her with your joy, the kind of joy that lasts because we know we're in this for eternity. So whatever she finds herself doing today in this moment where we pull up to your word and we soak in a passage about who you are and we listen to a story and worship with the song, God, we're going to meet you here. We expect to find you in this holy place. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 10. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. John 1, verses 9 through 16. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He's the one who comes after me, who has surpassed me because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in the place of grace already given." A midweek public holiday was welcomed with giggles and squeals as a bonus play day by my youngest kids. I, however, had received bad news from my family on the other side of the world the day before. I was frazzled, emotional, and exhausted. I didn't know what I'd do with a toddler and a child whose disability requires my unwavering attention to support his nervous system. I went against everything in me and took them to an indoor play park for the rainy morning. The venue had an extraordinary staff watching over the children, a restaurant and tables for parents to socialize or work while kids played. I, however, had to put on the special play socks to squeeze through tunnels, bump down slides, and scale child-size apparatuses. Afterward, the son who required my constant participation said, "Mom, I'm so glad you got to play with me. I'm so glad you didn't miss any of the fun." He doesn't know the accommodating and calculating I put into every moment of his day. He was just so glad I didn't miss any of the fun. He was unaware of the cost or depth of his need. He only experienced the joy of being together. You know, I am also largely unaware of the cost and depth of my own needs. I cannot fully understand what Christ did on that cross or how he intercedes for me daily. I begrudgingly put on grippy socks for an hour on a Wednesday to help my kids. Jesus put on skin and became man so he could get close enough to squeeze, slide, and climb through life with us. He counted it as his joy. The Lord of Lords couldn't bear another moment apart from you. Doesn't that make you want to worship him? Listen to Brooke Lagertwood's Bless God in Every Chance I Get. God, thank you for sending your son to do life with us. Thank you, Jesus, for putting on skin and walking through this life when we don't understand what it costs. We don't understand all that you do for us, but you do it for the joy of being with us. Jesus, I pray that the mom who's listening to this right now doesn't miss you today, even if it's just for a moment. I pray that she can taste and see that the Lord is good. And I bless her in your name, Jesus. Amen.